About 40 million people in the United States are considered family caregivers. They provide regular assistance with everyday tasks for a loved one, relative, even a close friend. Of the 40 million, 1 in 4 are millennials. From Los Angeles, Isabeth Mendoza reports on one such caregiver learning to balance family with her own ambitions.
Ahí viene mi abuelito, caminando muy bonito.
Nitya Chama sings to her grandparents, whom she calls Papa Albanito and Mama Chuyita. They were the only family she had in Los Angeles when Nitya moved from Veracruz, Mexico, to pursue an acting career. When she started caregiving 6 years ago, she'd occasionally travel an hour from her apartment in the valley to her grandparents' home in Los Angeles. But over time, they became more and more dependent. Her grandmother developed arthritis. Her grandfather was diagnosed with diabetes, early stages of Parkinson's disease, and Alzheimer's. Now, Nitya spends most of her time at her grandparents' house in LA's Cypress Park neighborhood, only going back to her place once in a while to pick up fresh clothes. Mama Chuyita says Nitya takes them to the grocery store to get a haircut and to the fashion district alleys in LA. Her grandparents are U.S. citizens, and Nitya is a legal permanent resident, so she can work and live in the U.S. until she needs to renew her status.
¿Qué pasó, Papá Albanito? Hable.
Papá Albanito chokes up as Nitya coaxes him to talk.
No te puedo imaginar, Nitya.
¿Por qué?
No te puedo imaginar ya.
Me dijo que si yo me muero, él se muere conmigo.
Papá Albanito tells Nitya that if she were to die, he'd die too, because Nitya is all they have.
I came when I was like 22. My only family, like, were my grandparents. Like, immediately, like, nobody told me, like, oh, that's going to be your responsibility. My family in Mexico just said, oh, it's going to be great because you're not going to be alone. You have your grandparents.
It's things that we do out of familial obligation and honor, wanting to really honor our parents. It is a sacrifice.
That's Josephine Calapeni, Director of Policy and Partnerships for Caring Across Generations, a national initiative to transform the long-term health system in the U.S. Her group wants to make it easier for family caregiving to be recognized as a form of in-home care that's eligible for financial subsidies from the state and count towards Social Security.
We're talking about really ethnically diverse communities made up of immigrants and sometimes really mixed status families. And so if we're really thinking about solutions, we have to think about the current immigration structure and the challenges that it poses for care and for caregiving.
In fact, according to AARP, Latinx millennials clock in an average of 42 hours a week compared to 36 hours by other millennial caregivers. And many of them also have full-time jobs.
As a Latina, I can see and I can feel like we are like different with our family. In my case, I'm 30 and I'm working. Yes, I'm doing my own things, but my happiest place is with my family.
Nitya doesn't see caregiving as a burden. She knows it's becoming the norm, and for her, it is the right thing to do.
If we have this tremendous opportunity to take care of them, we have to do it with love, with patience. We have to make them feel like they're so important in their lives.
As Papa Albanito and Mama Chuyita's needs increase, Nitya will continue to be their caregiver, accompanying them on every adventure, to the hair salon, grocery store, and doctor visits. For NPR News, I'm Isabeth Mendoza in Los Angeles.